This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey you, yeah you, on the job site. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ+ community, just like you? So you may not be aware, times are very tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your workmates, your next door neighbour, and even your mum to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
A unique mix of world news and queer culture. Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12 on Joy 94.9.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. It's Macca here. Our guest now is Tim Wilson, the federal member for Goldstein. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Macca, and it's great to be on, what was the promo, Australia's best radio show?
It is.
Yes.
And that's
wow.
that's an asserted fact, Tim.
Okay, that's good. Well, until somebody else claims the title, you might as well take it.
Well, exactly. And I'm sorry we've stolen a minute or two of your time from Josh Burns, but he said you'd be okay with that.
We'll go into the news in a bit.
look, I don't know whether you were listening. He was having a bit of a crack at Craig Kelly, so let's deal with that first. There's some larger issues at play that I want to talk about, Tim, but I have been, you know, I've got to be honest, I've been disturbed by some of the things that you know, Craig has put on social media, some of his theories around COVID-19 related matters. And I find it quite disturbing because it's not factual. And please correct me if I'm wrong, but what he's saying isn't based on the facts. And I think when people are really concerned around COVID, I don't find this sort of stuff very helpful.
Well, I don't read his Facebook page, so I can't really validate one way or the other. The reality is Craig always puts up things that, sometimes puts up content that reflects his opinion. Sometimes it provokes. I know he's been putting stuff about COVID-19 because I read about it, but it's principally seems to be about different treatment options and those sorts of things. And, you know, the truth is I don't feel qualified to assess whether they're accurate or not. But
either is he.
Well, I agree with that. But, that's why I trust the authorities on these things around the room, not approved. They can share content.
Yeah. Let me put a question. Sorry, can you stand still, Tim? You're breaking up a little bit.
No, I'm standing still.
Okay.
Neither's Josh Burns on that basis. This is what we can't do. We have authorities that deal with these things. Now, there'll always be conjecture about whether a new and effective treatment for lots of different conditions, but ultimately it comes down to whether we want to leave Australia, and that's the basis in which public.
Yeah,
in the country.
As you know, Tim, you know, Joy, we operate under some community broadcasting regulations, and also it's incumbent on us to self-regulate as well. And you know, we take that seriously. I can't guarantee we always get it 100% right, but we do take it seriously. I'm not an advocate of more regulation of social media, but I am disturbed by what we've seen play out on Twitter and Facebook, particularly by the President of the United States and a lot of his supporters. How do we actually regulate this, Tim? I mean, it's easy, you've been the recipient of some pretty awful comments on social media, and it's not easy, but a lot of us, we look the other way and we go, okay, look, I'm just not going to validate that. That's not the same case for everyone. How do we actually protect people? It's not about wrapping people up in cotton wool, but some of this content is really dangerous. What do we do?
I reckon it's one of the most difficult issues of our age, Macca. And I'm not saying that, you know, to be obtuse. I do think it is, because the traditional principle around freedom of speech, the limits of what people can say, is based on whether it's in the public square or in a private environment. And social media is kind of the merge of two of those, where we've made a private public space. Now, I always operate on the principle that what should be unlawful offline or illegal offline should be the same online. Conditions online. So we, of course, have laws that deal with things like incitement to violence and the like already. And so, you know, if I see no issue if somebody engages with that inciting people online toward violence or mob behaviour, that they should be dealt with through independent courts. But, of course, what you have with social media is private platforms that have their own codes, which traditionally, I need to be clear, I support. But I think they're on very safe space when they suspend people while they're investigating, including the President of the United States, because of the additional responsibility that they have to conduct themselves consistent with the role they have. But engaging in permanent suspension, I think, or permanent cancellation, I think, is a much more difficult one. And, you know, if, say, for instance, Trump were in Australia, it's technically possible that he could bring a case against social media platforms on the basis of being discriminated against on the basis of his political opinion, depending on how it occurred. So I think there's no straightforward thing. We have independent courts. Setting up new bodies is difficult. Dealing with suspension, sure, but having clarity around how these decisions are making is equally important. I think that's what a lot of people want to see. So, you know, Mark Zuckerberg and the like don't become the new deciders of what's polite and what can be said.
And this is the challenge, Tim, isn't it? You know, you and I think, you know, if not on the same page in the same chapter about more regulation. You know, I think that these platforms have an obligation, you know, to ensure that the content that goes up. Now, the sheer volume of it makes that really difficult. And, you know, as someone who's, you know, who's a certified presence on Facebook, it's certified that you are Tim Wilson MP. But it doesn't, you know, or Josh Burns MP, but it doesn't certify that what you post is true. Now, the sheer volume of what is posted makes it incredibly difficult. You know, you can have a system like in China where, you know, you're using, there are certain words and things that are used that are automatically flagged, and that post may not post until that's checked. I don't want to get to that system, but, you know, I'm interested as to what you think. How can we actually make this better, Tim? Because regulation ain't going to do it. And the platforms have really come quite late to the party in terms of making this work. What do you suggest?
Well, the social media platforms have been quite arrogant in how they've behaved in recent years, and they're only being brought to heel now because they've been confronted with so many issues they probably should have foreseen and confronted earlier. And this is the thing is, The sensible way to deal with this is for people to, you know, act appropriately on social media platforms and ultimately to boot off people when they do the wrong thing, or at least suspend them when they do the wrong thing. But people forget, for instance, that only a couple of months ago, WeChat, the Chinese language social media platform, yes, was restricting what our Prime Minister was saying to the Australian Chinese community, frankly, to offset the influence of Chinese Communist Party propaganda into Australia to turn, you know, a local population against our own government. I don't mean in a partisan sense. I mean against, you know, Australia's national interest. So it's clear that when these regulations and rules are weaponized, they can be very potent and powerful. Of course, normally you might say, well, competition will address this, we'll just have new platforms where people can go and participate, but what they then risk becoming also is echo chambers, where you get, you know, and Parler, of course, is the perfect example of this. where people jumped off Facebook, went to Parler, and then, of course, you just get an echo chamber of, you know, far right and extremist and nationalist and fascist groups all talking to each other and increasing the risk. So I don't know that there is a perfect answer for it. Normally, you'd say decentralise it, put on private codes, but I think this is where the social media platforms or the responsible ones have to give clear public guidelines around the decisions that are made, and you know that they have there should be a legitimate reason why they can suspend. But if they're going to ban people, I think it has to go to a court, or I think they need to be comfortable working with the legal system, because otherwise people can effectively they're not banned, of course, from saying something, is banned from a platform, but the platforms now are so prevalent that it's become the public square.
Yeah. Look, I'd probably have, you know, a high degree, not complete, but a high degree of faith in Australian courts. I'm not sure I'd say the same about a lot of other places in the world.
But we're talking about what we control, not
what,
the whole world.
I know, what we
which
can
in
do.
Which is the biggest problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Wouldn't change anything.
Now, Tim, I've got a listener here who's messaged this in a couple of times. He really wants me to ask you this. He says, you know, an elected colleague of yours, Craig Kelly, his comments on social media where he'd said that the Victorian health authorities were akin to Nazis. Do you condemn that sort of a view?
Well,
I know you're not from...
But, I haven't seen this comment, so okay. I'm very wary of beyond saying, you know, I'll always, you know, condemn during people doing their legitimate democratic role, whether I agree often with it or not, to Nazis, least because, you know, there's one of those great rules of public debate. As soon as you invoke Nazis, you've already lost the argument.
Yes, no, I agree. And look, you know, I know you say you haven't seen it. You know, I did it on the basis. Had that been said, would you then condemn it? So I accept that you do. Tim, sorry, we're out of time. In fact, we've made the news late, which technically is probably a breach of the broadcasting regulations. So I'm going to blame you for that.
Sure, that's fine.
Thanks again for your time, and always appreciate talking to you.
All right, you take care.
Thanks.
Saturday Magazine, every Saturday from 10 until noon on Joy 94.9. Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.